And it's time right now, as we do each Tuesday about this time, to check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are you?
I could be better, but thanks. I'm a little bit under the weather here.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, thanks. I'll think of you out running in the rain and feel better. How's that?
So let me just tell you, running in wet at 40 is better than running dry at 20. That's runner's logic. Just go with it. Just go with it.
Okay, well, what's it going to be like when 60 rolls around?
Love it. Love it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Just wanted to check. Susie joins us each week from Asbury Place in Kingsport, a CCRC retirement community. Refresh our listeners who may have forgotten what CCRC communities are.
Be glad to. A continuing care retirement community. And, of course, I'm always happy to talk about Asbury Place at Kingsport. It's a easy story to tell, a very easy story to talk about. And I'm really pleased this morning to have our regional dining director, Sally West, here to talk about really the food, the dining, the nutrition components of Asbury Place at Kingsport. I know you guys are the benefactors every week of how great the cooking, the dining, the tasting is. We are very privileged to partner with Healthy Kingsport in the month of January to do a food drive for seniors. So I'm really doing a broadcast to all listeners. We do have bins at the Asbury Place Kingsport location to collect food for those seniors who do have a hard time getting out in the winter months, don't have the access to food, groceries, and some of those just really much needed nutrients during the winter months. So we are doing a food drive. I ask all the listeners to support that. Mm-hmm. But I want Sally to talk about that nutrition component that every resident, no matter what level of care they are receiving from Asbury Place at Kingsport, she can describe that and talk about it better than anybody.
Good morning.
All right.
Susie.
Well, hello, Sally. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Glad you could join us, too. So, well, Susie said there, your reputation and your capabilities certainly precede you in terms of what Susie brings us each week from the kitchens at Asbury.
I don't see anything this week, Susie. Usually she brings us these delicious cookies.
Don't tell Carl his are here.
No. Dang it.
What?
Nothing.
Huh?
Never
what?
Mind. So, anyway, Sally, what's going on?
So, at our location, we serve around how many people, Susie?
Right now, close to 120.
Every day. We do have a registered dietitian on staff that does go through our menus to make sure that all of our menus are nutritionally sound. We do participate in dietitian talks where our dietitian will come once a month and meet with our residents and talk to them about healthy nutrition and what they can do to surprising ways to lower your blood sugar. She's done hydration talks. We do a lot of education with our residents so that they can make informed decisions with their menus and their health.
Sally, I know you're talking about the number of residents served each day, approximately 300 meals a day. That's quite a lot going on there. Congratulations on that, too. The ability to be able to respond to those many different needs, I would think, would require a similar ability to really be able to tap dance well with a lot of different requests. Now, I know you have things like dietary requests that you have to honor, things like various relationships to blood, things and so forth. How do you factor that in, those specific ones, those perhaps outliers, with the general need to provide a great nutritious meal for all the residents who generally can be provided with something that is not a specialty orientation? Sorry for the long question.
It's okay. So we have a regular menu, and then we have an always available menu. So if they're not particularly like something that we're serving that day, there are other options. We work very closely. Every resident is an individual. So we will have conversations. We will get their likes and dislikes. And we will make the extra effort to help them with whatever they want. And if it means, you know, that we may need to go to the grocery store and pick something up, then that's what we do. because we care about our residents and we want to make them happy.
Are all these responses from your residents entered into a database so that you can easily see if some particular conflict is coming up, or, on the other hand, if it's something that the resident is probably going to enjoy? Do you have that sort of a background data feed?
We do. We actually run a program called Happy or Not that our residents can actually walk up to. It's as easy as you can hit a very smiley face or a not so smiley face. We have a little frown. And then they have the opportunity to be able to enter in data, whatever they would like to say. And right now we run in the 90s with approval rating for our menus from our residents. And that's a very high number for a facility. So the residents really, they appreciate the dining.
No doubt about it. I would imagine in that 10% of the responses you got, you might have had some unusual or even funny, I would think, funny responses on some things, too. Like, I didn't order that hair in my carrots.
I haven't seen that comment yet.
Good. And I know you never will. Sally West, nutrition advisor at Asbury Place in Kingsport. Now, as trends in dining, trends in food preferences, these change over the years. Is Asbury Place, are you set up to accommodate these changes and integrate them into what you offer residents?
We do. I'm very educated in nutrition. We do very big special events that our events are comparable to Instagram pictures that you see.
Yeah.
Susie has posted a lot of our pictures on our Facebook page. Of our special events. We take very big pride in staying current with the food trends.
And might I add too, our dining service is award winning. Not only do we have individuals within the dining team who have won their own individual awards, but the actual dining team as a whole has won awards as well. So it's award winning, and I don't say that loosely. I say it very very strong and very committed that Sally does take, you know, the overall outcome very serious. To prepare it, to picture it, and to eat it, it's all got to be good, you know. And to me, a picture's worth a thousand words. And for her to have her 90% plus satisfaction rate, that ought to tell you, you know, that it's the truth on all sides. It tastes good. It looks good. It feels good.
Let me ask you guys this question, and this is really a serious question. I know a lot of people want to know. What do you do with the leftovers, if there's any?
We actually do very good food prep so that we do not have a lot of waste. We manage from the moment that food walks in the door.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to, you know, offer my services if need be, because I'm just a giving person like that, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And I think that's a good question. But again, I just love how all of the teams work so well together at Asbury Place at Kingsport, because a lot of times I'll go to Sally and her team and I'll say, I've got 6 home visits. You know, then they'll know, okay, here's what we know is going to happen with something that might be left over, and here's how we can supplement it, because Susie's going to take our food out and let some of her prospects try that as well.
Okay, well, you know, Susie, you have my number, so if anything ever comes up,
I know where you are.
I'm right there for you.
I know where you are.
You know.
Okay, Sally West, nutrition advisor at Asbury Place. Thanks for joining us, thinking out loud with us, describing your department. Hope to get to see you soon in the near future. Don't be a stranger. Come and see us, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, Susie, what else you got?
Well, I got to tell you, we've got a lunch and learn next Thursday. That's January 26th. That's a great way to come again. This just fits really well within today's program. Come and enjoy lunch. And then learn so much more about Asbury Place at Kingsport, a continuing care retirement community. You can make your reservation online and go to Facebook. That's January the 26th. That's 11:30 to 1:00. And we will hold that in our clubhouse at the Villa neighborhood. I also wanted to remind listeners, too, in February, we have a downsizing event. It's called Right Sizing Seminar. That's on Thursday, February 23rd, again from 11 to 1 in the Villa Clubhouse. And we do have special guest BJ Walsh with Blue Ridge Properties coming and helping you downsize, right size, and just get ready for that next stage of life.
That is so necessary if you're planning a retirement. to a retirement destination like Asbury Place.
And it works.
Kingsport.
All of the tips that you learn at these programs, they work. They're you know, true to life. They're actual. They work. And it really does help everybody that are looking at those next plans in life, those next stages. How do I do it? How do I make it work? So give me a call, Susie Cloyd. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing, 423-830-8502, and let 2023 be the year you make a difference.
Well, thank you, Susie. And by the way, I did hear it slip there that there's cookies waiting for me. So
We cannot keep that secret. That is a secret we cannot keep. There are cookies here, Carl.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your
honesty. Cookies for Carl.
To the whole
cookies
for Carl.
Oh, cookies for Carl.
That's right. That's right.
Sound like what they're singing in the streets of London.
That's
cookies
right.
for Carl.
That's right.
Susie Cloyd joins us every Tuesday around 8:15 from Asbury Place in Kingsport. Susie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year. Thank you.